A word for you from Acts 16 verse 18. And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out that very hour. Well, this is the story, if you know the Bible or if you have listened to some of the previous words for you, of the girl who was possessed by a spirit of divination and had brought her owners many riches through her fortune-telling. She was being abused, used. And the surprising thing is that she follows Paul and the team around, proclaiming the truth, in inverted commas, quote-unquote, because this truth, in fact, spoken by an unclean spirit of lies, became a lie in itself. It was totally useless. For Jesus is the truth, and if he is absent, even a truth spoken without his spirit is in fact a lie. It is useless to God, and it only brings bondage. And so all she managed to do was to get Paul to be so annoyed that he shouted at her, said in a loud voice, get out of her, you unclean spirit. In today's language, one would have said rather, well, we can use the spirit. Look how accurate the truth is being proclaimed. Because she had been walking behind Paul, crying out, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. Isn't that astonishing? And yet Paul had no use for the spirit that proclaimed these truths, because it came from the mouth of that which was dirty, unclean. You see, you might be speaking the truth, and in fact all God wants to happen to you is to deliver you from that spirit that is making you unclean, and the sins which cause the demons to find a nest in you. And so all Paul did, being greatly annoyed, was to command that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ to leave her. Upaul agazange ati au kushuguti agesi sebenzisa lomoya kube umoya wok profeta. No, this was not to be used as a spirit of prophecy. All it was good for was to get out. The same with you, dear friend. Don't proclaim the truth without the Spirit of God.